I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A report indicates the brutality of the Islamic State group might be about to backfire in Mosul, Iraq. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains the Sunni population is starting to reject ISIS. Even so, Christians feel they have no future in the area.
We don't trust the government. We don't trust that there won't be a new version of the Islamic State a year from now or 5 years from now.
Many have already left. For the church leaders that remain, they're saying,
pray that God will call the Christians here to stay, that God would specifically place on their hearts, we need to stay here, we need to be ministers of the gospel in spite of the danger.
Next, fear can hold people back, but sometimes it can push them forward. A native missionary connected to Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, is working in some of the poorest parts of Kenya and spreading the word of God. Though it hasn't been easy, more than 1,300 churches have been planted. Many churches are springing up because they're digging wells nearby. They need your help to produce more. Visit our website to help. And I got a great idea for a Christmas gift this year. Chickens, goats, or a sewing machine? No, not for a friend, kids, or grandkids. I'm talking about needy families in India. India Partners Donna Glass says it's part of their Gifts That Make an Impact Christmas outreach. Glass says sewing machines are pretty popular.
After completing a free tailoring school, she would receive a sewing machine. They can start a tailoring business out of their home and make some money to help support their families. And this is the only money that their family might have coming in on a regular basis.
They hear about Christ during those classes. Buy a gift at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They're providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. I'm Greg Yoder.